Connor, defeat from the jaws of victory, really. It was a superb game being played up to the full 80 minutes, and then a bizarre ending.
A bizarre ending, which I just cannot describe, but it's done, and we have to... I feel really, really angry. You've probably been with me enough over the years to know that this is not the way I normally am. But emotionally, that's an absolute blow to take, given what we did on that pitch today. And we'll have the knocks, we'll have the bruises, and mentally they're going to hurt even more because of what's happened out there. So we just have to get on with it and think of the next game, and it's all we can do.
When the final whistle blew, it was really shocked faces all around, both on the pitch and off it. But prior to the end, I mean, the way the team played and faced Northampton Saints, it was a superb game.
Magnificent. And you just have to credit them so much with how we played and the opportunities we created and the physicality we brought. And I just find it quite hard to process what happened in that last couple of minutes. And it wasn't just the last. We should have had the game so far buried that there wasn't going to be a score like that, that, you know, that was going to affect you. But we hadn't. And then we played probably 4 or 5 minutes in that half. We just played in the wrong part of the pitch. We'd like... what we're doing, not just kicking the ball down there and letting them run because they were going to go nowhere, is beyond me. But, you know, we'll go through that with the players, and all you do is, you know, process this, move on and get on with it.
And what about any significant injuries today? I mean, Nick Easter had his ankle strapped up.
He's so annoyed at the moment, I think we all are. So we'll just have to see what the injuries are. Injuries always hurt more when it finishes like that, but dust ourselves down, get ready for next week.
Yeah, as you say, onwards and upwards for next week.
Cheers, thank you.